number 92. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and the Lannisters send their regards through Ben!
Stabby, 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 stabby.
Arrow.
Are we live-action role-playing now?
You're the one who started with
Arrow.
Stabby, stabby.
Arrow. Lightning bolt.
Yes.
Lightning bolt. That could actually be fun. You know what? If there's anyone who I'm going to do live-action role-playing with, I think it's you, because you'll be the best spellcaster in the world, because you'll come up with really weird and interesting spells and just save everybody's life.
Cupcake rain during the war. No one will... Everybody will stop, because cupcakes, guys.
Imagine if they actually fell from the sky.
Yeah.
You have someone, like, in the background in the forest or whatever with a catapult that just flings, like, just boxes of cupcakes just into the air.
No. The sky's open. The clouds are rolling and boiling. It looks like some demonic plague is about to strike the earth, and instead, cupcakes.
Yeah, you can fight when there's cupcakes.
No. See, and that just occurred to me to do. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And then everybody would get a kitchen to pet.
A kitchen to pet?
Kitten.
Oh, kitten. Oh, I misheard you.
Yes, you did. It's okay.
Just a tiny bit, though. Not like a whole ton. But, I mean, getting a kitchen pet, that'd be a little weird.
Yes, but getting a kitten to pet.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Yes.
I'm good with that.
Yep, see, I'm awesome at the whole spellcasting thing. Comes with being Aludra. The mage.
Exactly. So,
Ben the monk, what have you been up to lately?
First of all, work has been insanely busy the last couple weeks. So, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. Work.
Yeah.
But outside of work, holy crap, have I been doing so much wowing. Like, so much more than I've done in a really long time. A big part of that is because there are so many different clothes and stuff that I need to worry about, you know, getting them into my wardrobe, getting them out of my wardrobe, getting them out of my bags and all that stuff. Tier pieces. Yeah, exactly. Bag space is awesome. I love it. I miss it. And it's rampant. It's all over the place now, which is great.
How can you miss it if it's rampant and all over the place?
Well, I have missed it. How's that?
Okay. Thank you. Because I'm actually having trouble with context sometimes. Ben.
Yes. Yes, that works. That works. But other than that, I've been setting up bars slowly on characters, and I really am having a ton of fun on my paladin. Like, a lot of fun. She's a Rhett paladin, and have you seen the new animations for them yet?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh, it's so great. So I have this giant two-handed hammer, and I swing it like a golf swing, goes whack, and then numbers like kind of fly off like they, from when I hit, and it goes whoop, and then lands, and then...
You're a comic book character, dude.
Yeah, the animations are just so great, and... Mm-hmm. I also, you know, got my druid all set up, and he's all set up for kitty form and stuff. So I started going into Firelands again, because there's a toy in there that lets you be a fire kitty all the time. So had to start farming for that. So done that once. But oh my gosh, I'm loving the new monk setup. I'm loving the fire mage setup. There is so much going on in WoW. And it is just unbelievably cool. Like, mm-hmm. I'm super excited. Just so excited.
Yeah.
We did something really cool in Raid that I was really sad that you weren't there for. We finally killed Archimonde.
I know. And I'm so sad. I missed it.
Yeah. I have a feeling eventually we will definitely be killing him again, hopefully this week.
This week, I like this wording.
Yeah, we need to get you that kill. Just simple
please.
As that.
Yes, please.
But, oh my gosh, I just, like, head just blowing up with so much to do in WoW. I can't believe it. So, what about you? What have you been doing?
Well, much like you, I started collecting them all. Aludra has an expansive wardrobe, but I was really disappointed in how small it actually was when the patch hit. Like, I only have 200 dresses. It's like, what? What even is that, Aludra? gosh, way to be lazy. No. But, so I was starting to grind some stuff out on her. But then I decided to check in on my other toons. Because, you know, there's new toys and stuff. Mm-hmm. Things that weren't toys are toys. And I go to my warrior and I'm like, wow, your pants are weird. How about I change them? I only had 3 pair of plate pants.
Wow. Even after all the questing and stuff that you did?
Well, Aludra's lore master, my warrior, not so much.
Yeah,
well, she was my boost and everything, too. This is my first ever toon. So I really expected to have more than 3 or 4 pairs of pants. But that is literally what I had.
Well,
and I was like, aww.
Okay, so did we not get the pre-cataclysm, like, looks and stuff that we unlocked from questing, maybe?
I don't know. I don't think so, because I only had 4 pair of pants.
No, we had to have, because in my wardrobe, I have Lincoln's Sword of Mastery.
Yes, and I have that, too.
And you can't get that quest anymore, so...
No, but at the same time, my warrior's wardrobe was lacking. And I'm sure it jumped up more when I logged into my paladin, because my pally, I did all that wrath stuff on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Saronite pants and stuff. But I was really upset with myself with that. So, there I went into AQ, 40 man,
mm-hmm.
AQ 20 man. And then I decided I actually want to grind up the rep because I really like the way that gear looks for the quest sets there.
Okay.
That is some pretty gear. The colors, they're soft and swirly, and I just really like them. So that's what I'm going to be doing, is I've been working on the warrior, and a lot like what you said, I'm having fun. I'm dual wielding. I had to go fury because gladiator's no longer a thing. And yeah, I could be a prop warrior who does DPS, but it just doesn't have the same feel to it. I cannot yell, are we not entertained as much, you know? So.
Well, I don't know, though, because Tet came in, like, I want to say, like, 3rd on DPS against Archimonde.
Well, Tet is a pro. Pro.
True.
Warrior.
True.
I am a part-time at best warrior.
You're a spellcaster. Okay. That's what you are.
I'm a spell slinger, so this is a bit different for me, but I'm really loving the animations, like my heroic leap. I actually feel all heroic when I leap now. It's mm-hmm. not just you're jumping and you're like, eh. But now it's like, look at me in the smoldering ruins as I crouch in my pose and I get all your attentions and yeah, it's really great. And I feel like there's more weight and heft mm-hmm. behind my swings, even though I'm this dainty little blood elf.
Oh, totally.
It's true what they say. Those blood elves, though, the tanks and stuff, they seem to dance when they're tanking and DPSing. So I love it. And let me see.
Well, I'm totally with you on that because, you know, like I was saying, just the animations and stuff on my paladin mm-hmm. are awesome. But you're right. It's like, it feels so much more, like, weighty and heroic and everything. Like,
yeah.
Blizzard's done such a great job of just grabbing class fantasy and sticking it in there. Like, I've been leveling my shaman. He was at 27 before the pre-patch, and now he's, like, 32, 33, something like that. And he's a ton of fun. Like, you know, just dual-wielding hammers, swinging them around, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, this one's on fire, smack. Oh, look, lightning shooting up from the ground with this one. And, I mean, it's just really cool stuff, and it's screaming shaman. You know, mm-hmm. it totally captures that, and it's so much fun.
Yeah. So I picked up a Drake of the North Wind, too.
Oh, nice.
I didn't even know that the dungeon over there in Oldham... The dungeon, mind you, not the raid, because I do the raid anyway, but
yeah.
I decided to try the dungeon just to see what could drop, and I got a Drake of the North Wind, and I didn't even realize there was a mountain there.
Not bad.
So, yeah.
Good job.
yeah, that guy's got a jaw, doesn't he? He's got one of those big, beefy jaws. He's like, ooh.
Mm. He's like the natural Deathwing jaw.
Mm-hmm.
But before the work was done.
Yeah, exactly. let's see, I actually had a problem with, BattleNet this week, which was pretty irritating. I could not log into Warcraft for a couple days because my cable company decided it was in a argument with Blizzard for no reason whatsoever that they ever gave me. I could not connect to the BattleNet servers for a couple days. And that was aggravating. Like, to the extreme. I had to actually change the text in my icons for the various Blizzard games to bypass the BattleNet launcher.
Wow.
Because the first thing Blizzard tells you to do when you're having a trouble with the BNet launcher is uninstall and reinstall. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't even connect to the servers to reinstall it.
Oh.
Yeah. So, then it... There's nothing more fun than wanting to just get on your warrior, run some mindless stuff, maybe go do Firelands or something,
mm-hmm.
and then not be able to even connect to the servers on the game. And the cable companies have not said why, but I look only after a night of checking to make sure my DNS was fine and all of mm-hmm. that did it occur to me to check the forums. That's how frustrated I was. And when I did, I found that Time Warner Cable subscribers were having problems. And I'm like, but I'm not in Time Warner Cable. I'm like, wait a minute. So I typed it in, and sure enough, my cable company had merged with Time Warner Cable some months ago.
Of course.
Of course. So, yeah, I couldn't connect to BNet or anything. And to me, it's like one of those pictures, if net neutrality gets compromised, this could very well be your life.
Yeah, exactly.
I was talking to my friends in Mumble. I was playing various other online games. I was doing all this stuff, but I could not get to the BattleNet servers.
Mm-hmm.
And that people were downloading and installing VPNs and stuff just to do it. And I'm like, that is a lot of work.
Just
and
a
then
bit.
I found a script to put into my shortcut.
Which is good. Now, we had something similar like this happen to everybody who was on Cox. Gosh, probably a year, maybe a year and a half ago or something like that. And mm-hmm. considering, like, you know, half our raid team is in Phoenix, and we all were using Cox at that time, made mm-hmm. raiding really hard to do. Because, I mean, we were getting latency issues, like, up the wazoo yeah. where we couldn't do anything.
And everybody else in the raid team was just sitting here along with you as if the problems were still going, as if they were happening to all of us, because mm-hmm. in a sense they were, because we are a team.
Exactly.
But when your tank and your healers are like, guys, it's a slideshow. There's not much you can do.
Everyone's running in place. I keep hitting the taunt button. Maybe we're winning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it... Yeah. You know, okay, so funny story. You were there on Sunday of last week, I believe. Mm-hmm. And remember how Morgrem was all like, yeah, I totally need something off of Ixar, right?
Yeah.
So Thursday we go in, we kill, what's his doodle, and then we kill Archimonde. And then I'm like, okay, well, why don't we do Ixar, because we still have time left. Why don't we do that, because, you know, he needs a drop. So we're like, okay, cool. So we go in, and I don't know if it's been fixed. I don't know what's going on, but anytime we started the Ixar fight, it just all of a sudden, every single person, lag. Like, horrible mm-hmm. lag, especially when the ads came in and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
It got to the point where it was Tet, it was me, and I think we had, like, maybe 2, possibly 3 DPS up, something like that. Like, it was something, like, horrific. And I'm playing hot potato with Tet while I'm trying to still heal everyone and stay out of the fire and all this stuff. So it was, like, total, like, challenge hard mode for me. And we ended up killing him and everything. And then Morgrem's all, I actually don't really need anything off of him. I don't know what Atlas Loot was saying. So,
oh my god.
Like, he felt really bad, and we're like, don't worry. I mean, it was funny. It, you know, it's like one of those, like, the perfect storm of just comedic errors that were going on. Mm-hmm. So, it's all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I'm frozen, and then we'd do our best to keep him alive, but it's like, I've got 5 other people, I can't heal you if you're just standing in the fire, so let them die. You know, sacrificing people as the fight goes on.
Exactly. Oh, man. I've been getting lag in weird places. Like, pre-show, I logged into Dalaran, and mm-hmm. but there's DDoS attacks going on right now, so yeah. I shouldn't be that surprised. But there was nobody else in Dalaran, and there I am, slideshowing.
Yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Yeah.
Let me see. So I played some Riders of Icarus.
I still need to log back in.
Yeah. They just had a big update. There's a new zone, a new level cap, 35 now.
Ooh.
Ben, you're falling behind.
I really am. Mm-hmm. It's so
and,
high, there's so much to
the
play.
The login rewards were improved. a lot, so.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting about login rewards.
Yeah. I'm getting pets and mounts and bikinis and literal bikinis. And then that was hilarious because it happens to be a thong bikini. And I mounted my dragon. Yeah, I know. I know. So I'm on this dragon's back and she's leaning forward slightly. And then her butt is peeking out from under her cape. Laughing hysterically for 20 minutes about this thong butt peeking out from under a cape.
It's like, huh? Huh? Huh?
Oh, no, I'm gonna hide. Hilarious.
Oh, now
so
I'm back.
Hilarious.
Gonna hide. Now I'm back. Nice.
Pretty much, I got a golden spider skin from a login reward, and cool. That was great. And then Final Fantasy has a free 5 days going on. So, if nothing else, now I'm just logging into Riders just to get my login reward and giggle at my butt again. And then I'm playing Final Fantasy because they're doing this Yo-Kai Watch thing, which means they put in about a dozen pets.
Wait,
but they're pretty easy
to
get.
Hold on. You're collecting pets.
I know.
I'm just making sure because that's so unlike you.
It's a strange thing for me to do. I know. But I decided to give it a try.
Okay.
And it is going pretty well. You know, they're very cute and cuddly. Ben, I suggest you collect pets, too.
You know, I don't know.
I think this would be something that you'd like.
We'll see. It's going to be one of those things that, you know, we'll see what happens. Do you think WoW will ever have anything like that?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll even do a raid where you fight pets against each other.
No, they never do anything that crazy.
I know, it is pretty ludicrous.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, that's basically what I've been up to. All the MMOs and, you know, SWTOR's looking good again, and it's just like, I do not have time for... I'm unemployed and I don't have time for this, Ben.
Now you know why I haven't...
Let that sink in.
Yeah. Now you know why I haven't logged into Riders of Icarus in a while.
Dude, you just log in, let it idle for 30 minutes, collect your stuff, log out.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I can
that's all you
got
to do to get your daily reward, yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, you know, that's kind of new with that. That's a horrible transition. That's what's new with us. Let's find out what's going on with Blizzard. How's that sound?
Sounds amazing.
Draenor News.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor. Boy, howdy.
That music in that is actually from Final Fantasy VIII.
Listeners, we're trying something new. He actually played that live between us, and before we'd always edit it in, but now that was fun to hear live, so yay!
Boy, howdy!
Boy, howdy! Okay, so news! Blizzard kind of went back to famine after our feast last show, but the pre-launch event is starting on Tuesday, not the 2nd, but the Tuesday following, which makes it the 9th, because 2 plus 7 is 9.
Eludra
so
does
get
math.
Yourself ready. Huh?
Eludra does math.
So get yourself ready for all your Felbat pup grinding and various launch shenanigans. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited about this. What MMO am I going to cut out for this?
Or who are you going to pay to play for you? Which MMO? I think you could probably bribe one of the minions to do it.
I might be able to, but Minion 1 has actually sworn off WoW.
What?
Yeah. He hates what was done to Discipline Priest so much. that reading the patch notes and everything, he was just like, I'm not coming back. I don't see a point because shields are discipline, and
yeah,
they took him away.
Well, just tell him to switch to a you know, a Mistweaver.
He doesn't
monk.
Want to.
No, monks are awesome for
he
healing.
He does not want to be a monk. He wants to be a priest, and he wants to be a discipline priest. That's his favoriteest thing ever.
Well, that's too bad.
I know.
I'm sad to hear that. Big question, though, is have you gotten your Death Watch hatchling yet?
No.
Well, if not, I'm talking to you, Eludra.
Yay!
There is no need to worry. The rivaled guild on Dragonblight US Alliance side is still accepting members to help people adopt this pet. They're a very friendly group. All you need to do is actually do a quick /who rival, that's R-I-V-A-L-E-D, for an invite. Then, you know, work your way up through the guild so that your guild rep gets all the way up to revered. And then at that point, for the low, low price of 300 gold, you can pick one up. That's right.
Yep.
Big thing is, you need to hurry, because I believe once Legion launches, this pet is gone. Forever.
Bit of advice, even given by them on the forums, don't roll a Pandaren, because that kind of cuts you out of some of the guild leveling rep experience.
Exactly. Up through, I think, like, what, level 10 to 12, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But make sure that you have an Illustrious Guild Tabard, which is great. Because I believe you, since that's account bound, you can send it cross servers. So that'll help boost your rep even faster. Then just as you go through and level, make sure you're wearing that. You'll get rep with your guild and everything. And by around 20 or so, you should be at revered. Now, the great thing is that because pets are also account bound, you can just pop one in your journal, then pull it back out on a different realm. Sell one of those, you can easily get your 300 gold. So simple as that. Not a big deal at all. You know, we did something similar to this last expansion with the Thundering Serpent pet. So, I mean, just from doing that, I can tell you this is really simple to do. And I am probably going to be doing this weekend.
Yeah, same here. It sounds great, and I want to do the same.
Exactly.
Very excited. And I think it's really nice of them to do this, honestly. Mm-hmm. Very nice of them to actually open up their guild just for players who want the thing. What I enjoy, though, is how the pet community, for the second time, a guild has opened up its doors for people.
Mm-hmm.
Come, get your pet. We love you all. We've already got it, so really, it's not. That is actually a very big sacrifice of their time, because somebody's got to be online and do the invites. Mm-hmm. So, thanks, guys.
Yes, that again, that's rivaled on Dragonblight US on the Alliance side. You guys rock.
High five to you. All right, so apparently there was a bug that I didn't see or take part in, where some accounts got achievements after the patch for having the Collector's Edition Vanilla Warcraft WoW Panda Cup. And sadly, this bug was not kind enough to grant baby pandas. So that's kind of mean, Blizzard. it seems it didn't happen to everybody, though, in the game. Just a lot of people suddenly logged in and had the big alert flash. Hey, congratulations on your panda cup. I don't know what I'd do. I'd get so excited.
I would be really excited. And from what I saw on the forums, a lot of people actually, you know, like they checked their journal as fast as they could, saw they didn't have it, and then, you know, they heard the sad trombone of...
That's just mean, you know? I mean, there are a few things that are truly cruel in this world, but that seems like one of them.
Yeah.
So any avid pet, even a part-time pet collector, would be over the moon to get this pet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
it's one of those bugs that's... who knows what happened? I mean, someone put a one in a column instead of a zero, and all of a sudden a bunch of people randomly got an achievement.
Yeah, and that's just so
it sucks.
Heartbreaking, really is.
Yeah, so for all those out there that this actually happened to, we feel your pain, except Eludra, who actually has one of them.
I feel
your pain, though.
You just said it was a big tease.
It was. I agree with you. And with that, we take a step back from the forums and want to thank Kyvax for all of the help that he's given us, helping us stay informed with news that's going on and all that fun stuff. Kyvax, you rock. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but if I see a pet post, I pretty much know who posted it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And he really goes out of his way to make sure we're informed. So thanks, Kyvax. Salute to you.
Salute. Slash.
Sarcastic shout out to Blizzard for their new website. Wow, guys. Wow.
I don't like websites where I
don't exactly know where everything is that I'm looking for, and there's movies playing in the background. But that's just me.
Yeah. The movie playing in the background thing has really got me.
I'm just old-fashioned, apparently. Is this a get-off-my-lawn kind of thing?
I don't think so, because I can't... It's, you know, it's going to take us both an adjustment period, but at the same time, all I can think of is poor people who don't have top-of-the-line systems.
That's true. That is very true. But, see, here's the thing. If you mm-hmm. don't have a top-of-the-line system, the best place you can go to get one is DoghouseSystems.com. That's right. Because Doghouse Systems has great top-of-the-line systems that help with all of your game-playing needs. So, okay. Aludra, I've talked about my system for a long time. I've talked about how it, at this point, in computer worlds, it's, like, close to ancient.
Yep.
I mean, it's, like, 5 years old. I don't know. I looked last, I think it might actually be 2010 when I got it. So I was like 6 years old now. I just put in a new hard drive, like I said, last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Fry's Electronics and I got myself a new video card. Not because the old one wasn't working. It's just, it's a 5 year old card. And the thing is the games were still looking good and running smooth and everything. That's not why I did it. I did mm-hmm. it because I like Overwatch so much that I'm like, let's see if we can get this frame rate up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Like just a little bit. And yeah. I gotta say, it was super simple to get in there because the cases that Doghouse uses, they're made for people who tinker with their computers. You know, so I just unscrew two things, pop off the side, boop, pop out the old video card, pop in the new one, turn it back on, boom, everything's done. It was great. No experience was as easy as that, at least in any other computer that I've had. So, really happy about that. I went from an NVIDIA 550, like 1 gig card. Now I have a 4 gig 960 in there. Mm-hmm. So, it was an upgrade of 410, as you know.
Wow!
I'll just say.
Numbers, Ben does math.
Da 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 da. But anyways, no, I recommend them. I think they're great. If you have any issues with it, they have great customer service. So make sure to head over to DoghouseSystems.com, put in BattlePets as your promo code, and you get double the memory for free. And memory is what you need these days, people. But here's the big thing, though, Ludra. Like, I have my Doghouse. I'm really happy with it. I don't really want to buy a brand new computer right now, but I still want to support the show.
Oh, well, Ben, you're on the show, and that supports us a lot. But yes. To our listeners.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this, actually.
Yeah, Ben worked really hard on this, you guys.
I tried. You know, I do what I can.
You worked real hard on this.
Okay, so here's the thing. Aludra, you like really geeky things, don't you?
I love really geeky things.
Yeah. Now, okay, are you a fan of Kill Bill, you know, the Quentin Tarantino movie?
Actually, meh.
Oh, okay, well, I like it. What about Harley Quinn? I mean, she's pretty popular, especially with Suicide Squad coming out and stuff like that.
Yeah, Batman the Animated Series was awesome!
I know, that was her birthplace. That's where she came from.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What about Hellboy? Are you a fan of Hellboy?
Sure.
Can, you know, give or take, that's cool.
But I like Spider-Man, and I like Deadpool, and I like Marvel movies, and
well,
I like books, and I like a bunch of comic book stuff, and I like video game stuff,
yeah.
And I like Assassin's Creed, and I like...
So basically what you're saying is you like geeky stuff.
Yes!
What about, like, say, you know, the TV show Archer, or mm-hmm. the popular, massively multiplayer online role-playing game World of Warcraft?
You know, I do have a passing fancy for that game.
Yes. Well, see, here's the thing. Everybody must have heard about Loot Crate by now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Loot Crate, it's a subscription thing where, you know, you have a subscription with Loot Crate and you get like $50 worth of stuff every month or every couple months or something like that. And
like t-shirts and beanies and mm-hmm. toys.
Exactly. They send you geeky stuff and it's always a surprise. Well, here's the thing. If you go to trylootcrate.com/battlepets and put in Bridge10 for your promo code, that's Bridge10, the one and the zero. Yeah.
Like Bridge?
like bridge, like I'm crossing it, and then the number 10, you get 10% off of your Loot Crate subscription. But here's the thing. If you just go and check out trylootcrate.com/battlepets, you help us out. You show that there's interest because of us.
Yes.
But even more so, there's really cool stuff coming. Like the August box, Kill Bill, Harley Quinn, Hellboy, Archer, and World of Warcraft stuff. See, I was leading you with some of that cool stuff.
I was wondering. It seemed a little random. It's like...
like, very specific.
Yeah, like, Hellboy.
Yeah.
That's trylootcrate.com/... What was that again, Ben?
That is trylootcrate.com/battlepets. Yes, the theme is anti-hero. That's right, folks. Anti-hero.
Ooh.
So, yeah,
heroes who are not heroes.
Yep, it's a great subscription, $13.95 a month. You get 10% off. Boom.
Boom.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Off track. Battle pets. Rabble.
Pet toys in the mail. Okay, so speaking of rabble, let's move on to boss battles. Yeah, I went there.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
It was a little slow on the uptake on that one. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
You miss hearing the cat, though.
Huh?
You really miss hearing that cat, though, don't you?
That is cute.
So, we have two bosses left in this expansion. In Tanan Jungle. Jungle? It's a weird accent. Jungle.
Tanananan
jungle, Okay. Anyways, so this week's boss is the corrupted Thundertail. It's a little hippo. And you can find him at 53. Yeah, you can find him at 5365 in Tanan. Now, when I actually clicked on it to fight it, it actually spawned with a white blood beak and a blue violet firefly. We're not going to go off about how that's unfair. We've done that enough.
We've been there. We've covered that ground.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so here's the thing. The Corrupted Thundertail has three abilities. That's right, three abilities. The first ability is Fel Corruption. Now, this ability calls forth a wave of fel power, dealing elemental damage to all of your pets and empowering the Corrupted Thundertail's backline pets, increasing damage dealt and reducing their damage taken by 50% for 10 rounds. I only have to do it one more time, Eludra. Just one more time.
One more time, and this time maybe in the notes you can get the pet name right.
I know. I do that most of the time.
His next ability is Devour. This ability causes beast damage. If the Corrupted Thundertail kills one of your pets, some of their health is restored. Devour lasts 2 rounds. Yes, he ate your pet to get energy.
That should have been some of its health. And the last ability that the Corrupted Tail... Try this again.
Yeah.
And the last ability that the Corrupted Thundertail has is Tail Slap. The Corrupted Thundertail slaps your pet with its tail, dealing aquatic damage.
Slap. Yeah!
I don't have a tail, so how was I making that sound?
Because you're amazing, Ben.
Yay! I didn't fight it because I didn't have time because, you know, see the whole work thing. So with Howlbomb gone, I say just still kind of stick to types. It's beast, yeah. So do what you can.
We heart you, but yeah, until we all resettle into the post-Howlbomb world, things are a bit up in the air, so we're back down to types.
Exactly. And with that, you know, let us know what your team is while we do a little team building of our own.
Team building.
There's no cat there, Ben.
Well, I don't know. Did you put it on your team?
No.
Me neither.
So then there's no cat there, Ben.
No, there's not. This episode, we have two words. If you recall, we had them actually picked out last episode. This week's episode words are hard, apparently, because I can't have a complete thought.
I'm just letting you have it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This episode's team building words are cute garden. That's
cute
right.
Cute garden.
Now, Ludra, I have a feeling that we thought the same exact thing. So let's find out what we were thinking. Go ahead. What's your team?
I'm trying to figure out what you're thinking now, thinking that we had the same exact thought.
I was just setting myself up for the thing I say every single week.
Ah, okay then.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so a cute garden. What's a cute garden need? It needs cute gardeners and cute things. So, we're going to start with the Pandaren Earth Spirit, because he's the spirit of the earth, and I love the little Pandaren pets, as evidenced by my second pet, the Pandaren Water Spirit. Together, they team up to make a garden healthy and adorable. Last but not least is the Seeing Sunflower. That is also very dang adorable. And it sings an adorable song. But here's where it really is. It does the sunlight part for my cute garden. So these three team up together to not only make a garden, but they do it in the most adorable fashion cuteness ever. So there we go. That's my cute garden.
Eludra, this may come as a shock to you.
Gasp.
But I went an entirely different way.
It makes sense. We're two different people, Ben.
I actually went with the idea of like, okay, well, what kind of gardens are there? I'm like, okay, well, there's rock gardens. Around rock gardens, you kind of see koi ponds and stuff. So, you know, I took that as like a whole landscaping thing here. And what would the cutest thing be that you can find in these potential rock garden / koi pond things? We start off with fishy, because you gotta have a fish in a koi pond, you know, the giant goldfish looking thing. So fishy totally fits, works right there, and kind of cute, follows you around in a bubble. Here in this garden, it can hang out in the water. It doesn't need its own little bubble. After that, when you're, you know, it's dusk and, you know, summertime, and, you know, it's just the perfect time to relax by your koi pond and everything, you're going to start hearing some frogs going. That's a horrible frog impression.
Wow,
I'm blaming it on the fact that it's
Ben.
Late.
That sounded like the original Vanilla Azeroth frog's look.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Because that is the original Azeroth frog that I have actually in my koi pond. Yep, exactly.
That was an excellent Vanilla Azeroth frog impression.
Yeah, and it's partly because my nose is slightly plugged. But anyways, we're going to move forward. And last but not least, it might not exactly be in a koi pond because it might actually eat the fish. Maybe not, I'm not sure. But I went with the Sea Fang otter pup because otters are freaking adorable.
Yeah, it would eat the fish, dude. And it would eat a lot of things.
Otters are really cute, though.
But it'll eat everything.
Okay, really? I just wish this was like an otter enclosure. I like
okay.
Otters. And then they can
so
have cuddle parties.
Oh, so this is your otter garden, huh?
It's my otter garden. Some people have water gardens. I have an otter garden.
Ben, you're silly.
Cuddle party.
Ben is hugging an imaginary otter for all you listeners out there.
So next episode, we have two words. Eludra, what are those words?
These words are wooden discovery.
That's right. Wooden discovery.
Pinocchio is off limits.
I'm fine with that, because I hate Pinocchio.
Not a fan of the real boy, huh?
Or the fake one. Yeah.
Okay.
Not a fan of crickets, either. Just throwing that out there. So, if you want to share what your wooden discovery is for team building, make sure to contact us. And if you want to know how to contact us, you can always reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net. Our website
battlepet.
And archives.
Stitcher and iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at Ben the Mage. I am at Aludra_AIE. And, of course, the show is at Battle Pet Show. Ben is in no fit state to speak, so I will keep going. You can also listen to us to Ben on another show. He is on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
Our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes. Serpent Riders Hero is by those amazing folks at Blizzard. And our bumpers were done by Coltrane and me. Battle Pets was written by myself and Aludra and is copywritten to us as well.
Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody!